This is Fiona Dean speaking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the Commission's findings and the Best Value Audit Report on South Ayrshire Council. John, the Commission's findings and South Ayrshire Council's Best Value Report are quite hard-hitting. What needs to improve?
The main points that I would like to make about Council and where it needs to improve is in its delivery of best value, where it has made limited progress, and it also faces severe financial pressures which pose significant risks. It needs to improve its financial planning and develop a culture of continuous improvement, as well as learning to manage its resources and its risks and its performance much better.
So are there any other areas for improvement for the Council?
Other points I could mention are firstly that the scrutiny by councillors of the council performance could be more effective. It is also important that the council improves its community planning and works more closely with neighbouring councils. And finally, there's a lack of clarity at the moment in the roles of the members and officers.
So what does the council do well?
The council does a number of things well. There's a good quality achieved in education and in many aspects of community care, and in addition, in housing management, in waste recycling, and community safety.
Now, the Best Value Report says that there's been a lack of effective leadership from both members and officers, and there's also mention in there of political mismanagement. But the findings say that there have been improvements in leadership. What exactly has changed?
Yes, that's right. There have been a number of changes. Following the 2007 elections, the Council introduced a cabinet style of political management, and this included a leadership panel and a number of scrutiny committees. And this style of management has led to better cross-party working. There have also been changes at some of the senior management positions, including indeed the appointment of a new chief executive in April last year. The new chief executive is very clear about the degree of improvement that the council needs, and he has instigated a number of early improvements.
Now, it sounds like the council's in a pretty bad financial state at the moment. How much of that's down to the current recession, and what are the hopes of recovery for the council?
Yes, the council faces severe financial pressures, and these are not helped by the current recession. At the time of our work, it had the lowest general reserves of any Scottish council, although it does have a financial recovery strategy in place. But this is ambitious, given the current circumstances, and it may not be enough to address any unplanned expenditure. I should stress, however, that its commitment to increasing its reserves is something the council expects to meet towards the end of 2008-09.
Now, there have already been public demonstrations in the area over service cuts. Are cuts of this sort unavoidable?
That's a matter for the council to decide on how it makes efficiencies. We believe that there is scope for efficiencies from better management of resources and from sharing services with partners and other councils. However, it is clear that the council is going to have to make some difficult decisions over the coming years.
The Best Value Report says the council doesn't have a great track record of improvement, so how can you be sure it's going to implement this latest improvement agenda?
Yes, that's a good question, because the council doesn't have a successful record of improvement. However, more recently, leadership has been improving, indeed over the last 2 years particularly, and there is a stronger appetite for change and a greater level of self-awareness. But, and it's a big but, the council still faces a number of challenges, which is why we'll continue to monitor progress and produce another report next year.
So what happens now?
Well, as I say, we'll be monitoring progress through the routine audits that we carry out on a continuing basis. The Commission has also asked Audit Scotland to carry out a follow-up report, and we will have this to look at in a year's time.
Thanks, John.